Yeah, so recruited by the Air Force at 16 and a half. And then after a few courses, I ended up here for my junior trade course, which was working on parachutes and life rafts and all sorts of safety equipment. And a two-year posting to Ahakia, and then I was back at the training school for my senior course, which was spray painting. That was pretty cool. And then at that point, I was posted to Hobsonville, living and working. I was in the hangar with the helicopters and living in the barracks, which have since been pulled down by the Oval. Awesome time. There wasn't that many units actually here anymore. Most of them had moved. So we had quite a small contingent of people that worked here. It was quite convivial. And it was sort of us versus Whenuapai, you know. It was good. It was good. Made Friday nights exciting because we had our own bar here. And then they had the Whenuapai bar. So we'd be like, right, let's go over to Whenuapai and wind them up. Or they'd come over and to wind us up. It was great. Quite friendly. I went away to Australia at the end of 92 for 3 years as a 21-year-old. So when I got back, shortly after I got back, April 97, in 1 month got a new job in the Air Force, which was flying around in helicopters as a crewman. I bought a house, bought a new car, and got a new girlfriend all in the 1 month. It was pretty busy. And then I did my survival course for my new trade, and shortly after that moved in to our first defence house here at Hobsonville. So a lot of the street names that are here now are the same street names, but they're using the full name. We lived in Wallingford Way. Well, the new street name's called Sydney Wallingford Way. So then they've kept some of the names, which is nice. Most of the street names here were named after Air Force bosses. Yeah, so before I'd gone away to Aussie for 3 years, I was obviously on the helicopter squadron, so I got quite an insight as to what those crew members did. And I always had said to people that, you know, I'd love to do the job maybe one day. And I still can't for life of me remember who said it to me, but on one Friday night in the bar, someone said, they're calling for nominations for helicopter crewmen. You've always gobbed on about it. You should apply. You've got till Tuesday. And I'm like, all right. So I obsessed about it for the weekend. What's to obsess about? Getting your dream job, right? So I put my application in on the Monday. It was accepted sort of like by the end of the week. And I was on a selection course like 2 weeks later. It all happened really, really quick. Oh, it was pretty dumb, eh? Like, the president of the selection board was the commanding officer of the helicopter squadron. And your final interview, and he goes, oh, well, congratulations, you've passed the selection course. And what all I knew was that you then went away to a approvals board. So you might have five people that are approved or passed the selection course, but only might be two jobs. And he's like, well, I can assure you there's a place for you at 3 Squadron. And I'm like, so I've passed. Oh, I'm going to have to go to the approvals board. This is what I'm thinking. And he's like, no, no, no. What you don't understand is there's a place for you on my squadron. And I'm still so thick. I'm like, oh, yeah, all right. Yeah, no worries. I said, oh, well, I'll wait and see what the approval board says. He's like, nah, so I give up. I'll see you when you get there. Oh, okay, I'll get it. Yeah, all right. Thanks, sir. See you soon. And that was a ticket to seeing New Zealand, that job. You know, it was amazing. Got to go all around the place. And you know, the difference in flying in a helicopter for the military at 500 and 1,000 feet trolling around New Zealand is you get to see all the scenery and you get to see all the different places from a completely different perspective than flying over at 30,000 feet on your way to Queenstown for the week, you know. We've got some amazing jobs. South Island is obviously the mecca of flying. Search and rescues down there, 3 or 4 search and rescues down there of note, they were great. The hardest part, I think, for everyone once the squadron left Hobsonville was that we realised just how much there was to always look at when you're flying around Hobsonville. Top of a harbour, suburbia, rural. We'd fly quite regularly out to either Woodhull Forest or Riverhead Forest. Big valleys, big trees, lots of areas to fly the helicopter into and that kind of stuff. When we got to Ahakia and Manawatu, it was just flat, you know, and we had to try and kid ourselves that we're flying around terrain because one tree was taller than the next, you know. It was real boring. Certainly we realised after we left just how special we had it here, flying around here particularly. Yeah, so a lot of the flying that we did was nighttime operations in support of the special forces, particularly around APEC, which was in 1999, and a lot of it around Papakura Army Camp in Ardmore. And so those areas in relative terms were dark hilly spaces, you know, where we were operating. And then we'd come out of there and we'd lift off out of there to come home, and all of a sudden this bright, amazing city lights up in front of us. It's pretty cool. And then we've got some physiological stuff around taking your night vision goggles off over the city, and the city would have this amazing reddish tinge to all the lighting and everything. It's unreal. It's really hard to describe, but it's probably one of the most amazing views you could imagine of the city. So they'd say, you'd be sitting there talking about the city and stuff, and they'd be like, can you put your goggles on so we can carry on? I'm like, oh yeah, no worries, yeah. But the joy is that they're looking forward and we're looking out the side, so they can't see what we're really doing. So it was good fun. I had one of the pilots here yesterday to sign some stuff for JP, and he's flying in Waikato, the rescue chopper. And I said to him when he left, I said, oh, I still don't think I've finished flying, because it gets in your blood.